Have you ever felt humbled, perhaps insulted, or maybe somebody put you in your place? It doesn't feel good, does it? But how we handle it as a result really determines its outcome, whether it's good for us or bad for us. As a pastor, I receive letters, sometimes from disgruntled parishioners, sometimes from crazy people. A lot of times I can't tell the difference between the two. Maybe they didn't like my homily or the way I run things. Perhaps you've had a boss who called you out on something or told you you didn't do a very good job. Or perhaps, probably one of the worst things as a parent is when your child confronts you with something you did wrong and you know they're right. At its core, it's humiliating. But for a Christian, being humiliated is a very good thing. Paul starts his second reading today by humiliating his community in Corinth. If you were to translate the first sentence in modern language, it might sound something like this. Look at yourselves, brothers and sisters. You are stupid and weak and poor. He calls them out because they're boasting about their richness, how wise they are, and how powerful they are as a Christian community. And he puts them in their place. I remember several years ago when a young man from our parish went off to boot camp. You always hear stories about what boot camp's like. And so I went online and checked on YouTube and checked to see, you know, videos of boot camp. And I think I ended up watching that for 2 or 3 hours. It was fascinating and scary at the same time. They tell you in boot camp that they're going to tear you down to build you back up into a soldier. Unlike the military, God is not here to insult or belittle us, but he will often allow us to be torn down through humility, so that he can build us back up into the Christian man or woman that he has called us to be. And we must remember, too, that like the military, we are in a battle for our souls. And so those times that we feel like God is stripping us down, when we feel humiliated, when we feel torn apart, can be very good times because it means he's preparing us for battle. What's kind of funny about our second reading is that Paul begins by berating the community at Corinth. And then in the middle of the reading, he tells them that no human being should boast before God. But then at the very end of the reading, he says that they should boast in the Lord. Wait, what is he saying? Is it okay to boast or brag or to be proud of our accomplishments or not? Is the Christian supposed to be humble or prideful? And often we look at these two extremes as two things that cannot coexist at the same time. What is it okay to boast about? The things that we can both be humble and proud at the same time for. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking back to middle school and high school, the things that we used to boast about. Maybe the new CD that we've gotten or the new single that we purchased. Maybe the new car that our parents bought us. We didn't have cell phones back then. Listen to our middle schoolers today and the things that they boast about. Their relationships or their possessions, the games they have, or the new iPod they got. But if you think about all those things, none of them we got on our own, especially in middle school or high school. They were all given to us by our parents. And even if we did work for the things we have because we have a job, who gave us that job? Who gave us the smarts to be able to get that job? And if we were raised in a family where we were fortunate enough to get a good education, who decided that we get to be birthed into that family or adopted by it? You see, you take everything back to its logical origin, and it all begins with the grace and mercy, compassion, and gift of God. We don't have anything on our own, and this is the core of the stewardship message. This is why we say that stewardship is a way of life. because it all goes back to recognizing that God is the giver of all good things. So what do you boast about? What do you brag about? Is it something that you can both be proud and humble about at the same time? You hear the word pride a lot in our culture, don't you? Pride in one's country, pride in one's gender. We say, make mom and dad proud, kids. And yet as Christians, we're called to humility. And at the same time, Paul tells us to boast. So what is a Christian to do? When is it okay to be proud or humble? The answer to that question is when you can be both. When is it okay to be proud or humble? When you can be both at the same time. I'm proud of my faith because it is a gift I was given by my parents, my Catholic school teachers, the church, and by God. I'm proud to be a parishioner in the Diocese of Wichita and of Christ the King because we have been given so many opportunities and blessings in this diocese. Eucharistic adoration readily available, abundant vocations, 10 new priests this year, 10 new priests next year. We've been given the gift of Catholic formation in all its facets available in our parish. I'm proud to be called a child of God. I'm proud to call Jesus Christ my Savior and my friend because without him, I have nothing. I'm proud to be weak because only in my weakness can the greatness of God shine forth. And so as you go forth this Sunday, what are you proud of? Will you be proud in your weakness so that the glory of God can shine forth in you?